Early this month, over 50,000 people gathered in the heart of Diyarbakir to commemorate the birth of Muhammad. The meeting also saw strong condemnation of Israel and Jews over the attack by Israeli forces on Gaza last January. It was the largest religious gathering the city has seen in living memory. One of those attending was Ahmed.
Tabii tabii. Artıyor yani mesela. Bisküvi'den her sene birkaç tane geliyorduk.
Every year, he says, this meeting is getting bigger. In the past, only a few villagers would come, but now most of the villagers are coming. He says people are again becoming more and more aware of their religion. With Islam, he says, there must be unity, so our number has to grow. The predominantly Kurdish southeast has traditionally been amongst the most religious regions in Turkey. That was until the 20-year-long insurgency by the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, which has been fighting for Kurdish autonomy. With the pro-secular PKK's influence in the last few years starting to ebb in the region, religion has slowly re-emerged.
Hey, kardeş, benden bir
the tarikats go back centuries and are widely seen as an intrinsic part of Kurdish cultural life. In the last few years, they've been expanding their influence by building schools, offering free education, and housing the poor. They are now throwing their support behind the Islamic-rooted Justice and Development Party, or AKP, which is making a bid to unseat the pro-Kurdish Democratic Society Party, or DTP. In the 2007 general election, the Tarikats helped the AKP score a shocking victory over the DTP, pushing the party into second place. Now their goal is control of Diyarbakir. But the DTP's mayor of Diyarbakir, Osman Baydemir, is fighting back by focusing on women's rights in the region. Visiting one of the women's centres set up by him, he is pushing the message that his party is one of rights and services. His campaign is targeting women in particular. Baydemir says women are crucial to his party.
Yerel yönetim anlayışımızın ana sütunlarından.
He says one of the ideological pillars of the party and local government is the rights of women. He says we see we are making the whole of society more free when we make women more active in social, political and economic life. But he says it does not mean we're against religion, which is what the AKP is claiming. He says we respect everyone's right to their religious beliefs, and people are now understanding this. The party has made sure that women see their future tied to the success of the party by making it mandatory that it has a 40% quota for female representation. This woman's view is typical of many.
Ya bizim için çok önemli çünkü sonuçta verilen bir kadın mücadelesi var. Bu
she says the DTP is the only party that gives importance for the struggle of women for freedom and equality. She says her neighborhood is the biggest in Diyarbakir and it has a local woman as a mayor and she's standing again. She says, I remember in the past when a religious party was in power here, they shut down all the women's centers. It will be a disaster for women if they come to power again. Such accusations are angrily denied by the AKP. The party claims too it is committed to improving women's representation. As the campaigning continues, tensions are mounting between the two parties. The DTP is accusing the AKP of trying to buy votes with free coal and food, while the AKP is accusing the DTP of intimidating its supporters. Abdurrahman Kut is an AKP member of parliament for Diyarbakir. He worries the trading of sharp bars between the two parties is part of a worrying trend.
DTP or religious groups, if they try to rule the other ones according to their beliefs or ideology, these kind of differences will clash each other. This is a danger that we have to think about it. I don't want our future to be created as like this because this is really a big danger for this area. So the common way for creating comfortable life for all sides of the society is to develop the democracy between all groups.
Whatever the result of this Sunday's poll, the deep divisions are expected to continue, with two powerful forces of secularism and religion set to continue to battle for control and influence. Analysts warn unless they can learn to live with one another, the region, which has already endured two decades of conflict, could face the prospect of a new confrontation. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Diyarbakir, Southeast Turkey.